Phoneboy Speaks, episode 155, Yahoo Goes Big. In what was a surprise to no one, Yahoo announced that they were going to acquire Tumblr, the blogging service, for $1.1 billion in cash. So that was one thing they announced today. And I think the way that they did it was interesting, or the way they're going to essentially leave Tumblr alone as a separate entity that Yahoo will support in various ways. But the person who's the visionary behind it, David Karp, will be left as the CEO of Tumblr and will continue to do what he does and continue to drive the roadmap. Yahoo will simply be there to support it. I'm not clear what value Yahoo's going to get, except it'll be another ad platform of some sort, because that's what these companies do. But the other thing that Yahoo did today was announce that they were going to make Flickr not suck. And Flickr is another acquisition that Yahoo made in a much earlier part of its history, when Yahoo itself pretty much sucked and was trying to get cool again. And the problem is that Yahoo didn't know what to do with Flickr, and so it just kind of sat there and didn't really evolve all that much. And so they decided to announce a brand new homepage for Flickr, and it's all about the pictures, and it looks very much like, it looks like a Metro interface, except it's with people's photos. And the cool part is that for a free user, you now get 1 terabyte of storage for your photos, which is more than 500,000 photos at current resolutions of smartphones. And if you want to pay them $500 a year, you can have 2 terabytes, or what they call doubler without an E, and or you can turn off the ads for $50 a year. And the old pro accounts sort of go away, although if you have one, you can still continue to pay for it and get unlimited storage. Though, I don't know. I mean, how many photos do you actually need to store? And now, people have made a big deal about the fact that, okay, well, this trumps Google's 15 gigabytes. And in fact, even Google themselves, mentioned the 15 gigabyte thing at some point. But what nobody mentioned is that the way that photos are stored on Google Plus, you only go against your quota if the photo is like really, really huge. And I forget what the limits are, but they're much lower than, they're not like super, super big. So, you know, Flickr is all about the resolution, which is great. And so if you have these really big photos, then on Google, they're actually going to take up space. But I think most people are still uploading cell phone photos. And so whether you do it on Google or Flickr, I mean, you're going to have so much space, you're not going to know what to do with. So, but I will say this about Yahoo, that they're at least showing that they have a plan, and Marissa Mayer seems to be bringing some order to the chaos that is Yahoo, and these are fairly decisive moves, and definitely got a whole bunch of attention. And of course, they did it in New York, where they also said that, hey, we're opening a new office in the old New York Times building, which, okay, that's cool too, but I don't know that was worthy of a press event. But, they did all of that stuff in an hour, unlike Google's 3-hour thing. So, but it was nice to see Yahoo sort of back in the news, trying to do something, become more relevant again. And, hey, I don't see why not. I mean, Marissa Mayer was pretty good at Google and got some stuff done. I mean, she was wasn't the CEO, but, the parts of Google she was running, then that was, they did fairly well. So now, Marissa Mayer has a whole team of people standing by, willing to do her bidding. So we'll see how it goes here. I think Yahoo is the first time I've not looked at Yahoo and went, wow, they're kind of old and dead. I mean, they're at least trying to do something. I don't know how successful they'll be. And ultimately, that, having the vision's one thing, executing's another. So we'll have to see how they execute on this vision. But for once, Yahoo's prospects aren't looking quite so bad. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.